let's talk about the few men that you fornicated with in the past 90 days, all right? Let's talk about those few, okay?
Because at one point, I was starting to get upset because I'm just like, I don't...
You were leaning over.
Yes,
you were invading my space. If you want me to talk about sex with the deaf girl...
Who is... And then you're going to be angry that I'm entertaining the hypothetical.
No one's angry. You're the only one that's angry. She made a deal with a hypothetical boyfriend about a dildo. And then within the same breath, she broke the deal. Character.
It's like trying to, get a ring pop out of a dirty dumpster. JC will probably come off as more, if anything, like an instigator, and you'll come off as you were actually somewhat upset or angry.
You were leaning. You were fucking leaning. And I felt a nail.
I felt a nail.
God damn it. You fucking bully, man.
People meeting people making memories. Tune into season 2 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX with Wiz, Bells, Hollis Edwards, and Charlie Mack, created by JC David. If you've watched season 1, then I don't have to tell you that the views expressed on the show, especially from JC David, may leave you hot, bothered, and in your feelings.
You overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I'm with this gay shit.
I heard somewhere, this is my opinion.
The Bible is bullshit.
No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it.
Because you can't see her face, that face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
You have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training. It is a fantastic.
That sounds like some white people.
It is.
And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born and
get back on track.
I was only offered cocaine. Like, the first time I was offered cocaine.
Okay.
Okay. We're doing this. Okay.
That's how that nigga knew.
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of season 1. Thanks again. See you at the lunch table.
She called, she called, when she swallowed, she, for one, enjoyed it, and two, she began calling it a milkshake, and she's been asking, and she asks for
a milkshake.
Yes.
Oh, jingly.
I was like,
Ching Lee, ladies take,
I was in love.
Ladies take advice from Ching Lee. No, because today, the world is my oyster. I can.
Okay, you can do one, two.
I can do it, yeah. I can.
It's whatever you want.
Like, I'm talking to South Africa and America. Take some advice from, is it advice?
I don't know. Listen.
From Ching Lee.
Her name
Learn
is not,
some lessons.
That's racist. That's racist.
What's her name?
Her name is not Ching Lee. For one, you can't do that.
You didn't even tell me what her name is.
So you're going to come up with Ching Lee? That's
I
even
asked
worse.
You in
Goodness
my
gracious.
Mind.
We're going to get. Please don't deport her monkey
what
ass.
What is her name?
Huh? No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. You see, so Ching Lee. Let's Ching Lee it.
I'm not going to call her Ching Lee. I'm not going to call her Ching Lee.
I'll call her Ching Lee.
That's rude.
Why is it rude?
You can't call the Asian girl that you don't know Ching Lee. I've been making some changes in my life.
Okay, tell us about it.
No more. I don't want to say this. Oh fuck.
Say it,
this is tough. This is tough.
Say it.
Okay, hold on. I don't think I'm ready for it. Okay, so listen, let me say this. I have mentally had a shift from me wanting white women.
Jesus is Lord!
I've made a shift. And the people who've been, if you've been following, you know I've been Angloed in this bitch for a long time. And I just think, you know what? I just think like that way of thinking, not even just fucking that way of thinking, but like, I love my black women, you know? Ain't nothing like my black women, you know? And
Mara, there's a
what I've learned,
change of hats.
What I've learned is, you know, black people will fuck up your day, but white people try to ruin your motherfucking life, man. That's been like my, that's how it's been with me,
wait,
my experience.
Wait, what are you saying? I'm so confused now.
Nah, fuck it. I just kind of went another shift. I've been getting tired of white people lately, you know? In the sense of...
I thought you were saying you're not tired of them anymore.
No, 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 no. I said I what the hell are you listening to? I've made a shift for one with not wanting, not lusting after white women. I was lustful. I've been lustful after white women for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Shit, fucking, it started back in college.
Really, Jay-Z?
Yeah. I've had like a little fetish.
Was it a secret?
No, not really. It's just something that not a secret. not a secret. Those aren't the only women that, you know, I was.
Have you ever been with one?
A white woman?
Yeah. Multiple?
Yeah. And
so why are you giving me shit for my man if you're like, I don't get it.
No, I never dated him though, you know.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You did the same things that I am doing with my.
Not really. No. Dating and fucking are two different things. They are two totally different things. Most
you
definitely.
You did the one thing that brings you way closer than anything else.
Okay, but dating and fucking are two different things.
First of all, having sex brings like okay. It's okay.
No, anyway, go.
I just think that's even deeper than even just having a conversation with someone or going on a date with someone or what.
I agree. I agree. So, but dating, but.
Dude, you were with a white person.
Huh?
You were with a white person.
Yeah.
As
I was.
To whether you guys sat down and said, "Hey, let's call it dating" or not, you were with a white person. Period. That's.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different because there's like when you're dating when you. You are in a relationship and there's trust and there's like a whole, like, there's
point,
a whole,
you're not talking about
it's, there's like a whole nother level to.
I'm just interested in knowing that you've been with white people.
You don't think I've been.
No, I thought you had an attorney. I told you guys, because I have my racist suspicions. I really do. Like, and I told you guys, I even asked you, would you say you're racist? Because I really thought.
Racist?
Yeah. Huh. I really did. And that's, I think
just
it was
because. But listen, well, hold on. Just because somebody's been with someone of the opposite race does not make them not racist. I mean, that's how, I mean, again.
I can believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because a lot of motherfuckers were raped back in the fucking slavery days,
yeah.
You know? So, so again, sex and dating, relationships and fucking, yeah, I mean... They're two totally different things. There's an act that is happening in there, the sex, but being in a relationship, that's deep, you know?
Can I ask you something?
That's really deep. Yeah, go ahead.
So what was the fetish? Like just that it's a
you know what it was?
Where? What was it?
I've diagnosed myself.
Yeah, okay.
I've diagnosed myself.
It's how you changed your tone. Like, you changed it into, like, a doctor. Channeled, like, the doctor in you.
Yeah, I have. I've diagnosed myself. And here it is. Life is all about evaluation, you know? It really, really is. And evaluation, stepping outside of yourself and looking. And be like, why am I this way? What have I been through? What have I seen? Like, really, you know, trying to pick yourself apart. A lot of people don't like to do that because, you know, it peels back layers of themselves that they're like, you know what, I got to deal with that. And I don't mind that at all, you know. I want to be my best self. But that's neither here or there. I grew up watching a lot of white women on TV. I grew up, and I think a lot of us did, but I grew up watching a lot of white women on TV. Sharon Stone, Ashley Judd, motherfucking Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra, all this fucking shit, you know, back in the 90s and shit, you know. I grew up watching a lot of white women, a lot of motherfucking white women on TV. And it was, you know, it was, you know, it was, even then it was kind of, you know, taboo, you know. I stayed, you know, I was in Atlanta. A lot of, you know, I'm saying, fuck it, a lot of black folk. And, but still, I was, it was, it would be some motherfuckers with white girls, but those white girls would be like hood girls, you know. Never know Becky's, ever. Ever know Becky's. But yeah, I grew up, besides the point, back to
no
the diagnosis.
Becky's? Who's the Becky's?
Fucking Becky's.
Becky with the good hair?
No, fucking Becky is like a really, really white girl. Like, oh my God. Like a Becky Becky. Okay. A Becky Becky.
Like Karen's daughter.
Huh?
Karen's daughter.
Who's Karen's daughter?
Karen.
Like a Karen?
Yeah, but her daughter. Would Becky be her daughter?
Could be. Okay. But like, you know what I'm saying? Just like Barbie. Barbie's a Becky.
Okay.
Like
okay.
A Becky bitch. You know? I've watched a lot of white women growing up, and it was taboo, and you weren't supposed to. And I, when I got to college, it was.
You got
I went
to fulfill some of them fantasies.
I did. I did.
Look at your face.
I did. I am.
It's even your own face.
Those were the. My boy, yo, my boy fucking Billy Ocean, he knows, man.
Wow.
He's the one that got me.
Let me
I blame
ask you,
Billy
who's
Ocean.
Your best white girl?
Huh?
You're the best white girl you've ever been with.
I don't know. No, I ain't got a best white girl. No, I don't.
Out of all the white girls, there's no one that stood out?
No, actually, the best sex I've ever had was from a, I remember this little Asian girl. 5'3", 113 pounds.
You know that was Asians.
That was the best. It was wild, bro.
What crazy things Asian girls do?
So she was very like she was very unassuming, in the sense of short, nerdy. She had you know glasses, big old glasses, like fucking. She looked nerdy, you know, but she had a nice little frame underneath there, you know. It was small, petite, but it was a nice little frame. And I've seen it. I was like, oh, okay, you know. So there was some sexy there, but very unassuming. Didn't know. One day she came over to the room with the rope. She wanted me to tie her up. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I know that's not like extreme to.
Ooh.
Some people, but like it was just I was really I didn't know. I was like, wow. She came over with her little bag, right? And we started talking, whatever, and a fucking rope fell out. And I was like, what is that for? And then we talked about her being tied up, and you know, like she's been tied up in the past by her former associates, if you will. And fucking she liked it. She called when she swallowed, she, for one, enjoyed it. And two, she began calling it a milkshake. And she's been asking and she asks for a
milkshake.
Yes.
Oh, jingle.
I was like,
Ching Lee, ladies take.
I was in love.
Ladies take advice from Ching Lee. No, because today the world is my oyster. I can.
Okay, you can do one, two.
I can do it. Yeah, I can.
It's whatever you,
you know,
want.
Like I'm talking to South Africa and America. Take some advice from. Is it advice?
I don't know. Listen.
From Ching Lee.
Her name.
Learn
is not,
some lessons.
That's racist. That's racist.
What's her name?
Her name is not Ching Lee. For one, you can't do that.
You didn't
listen,
even tell me what her name is.
So you're going to come up with Ching Lee? That's
I
even
asked
worse.
You in
goodness
my
gracious.
Mind.
We're going to get. Please don't deport her monkey
what
ass.
What is her name?
Huh? No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. You see, so Ching Lee. Let's Ching Lee it.
I'm not going to call her Ching Lee. I'm going to call her. I'm not going to call her Ching Lee.
I'll call her
rude.
Ching Lee.
That's
okay.
Rude.
Why is it rude?
You can't call the Asian girl that you don't know Ching Lee.
Okay. Cynthia. Cynthia.
Okay.
Learn from Cynthia.
That's not offensive Ching at all. Good. But anyway, that was actually, yeah, that was some of the
chic.
Yes, I still remember her. I remember her.
That is very hot. Very hot. I give it to you. I give you that one.
I was like, no, what? You know? That was a great 3 months.
I did that. Okay, what happened?
I was working. So I used to live work. I'm not going to say where, but I was working at this live work contract. I was an outdoor educator. Mm-hmm. So we had our own apartment, and kids would come to our outdoor school for the week, and we would teach them our curriculum. We had high ropes, low ropes, team building stuff, living off the land, fun stuff. I could have gone to when I was their age. But besides the point, the staff, the people who work there, the staff, they're from like all over the country, right? And the job is contractual. So you're there for 3 months or 6 months. It all depends on, you know, how long you sign up. Besides the point, though, your staff, those are the people that you fuck with, you know? And she was on the staff.
So she
was dirty too, bro.
I asked you why you guys broke up.
Because it's contractual.
So she had to leave or you had to leave?
Both. Besides the point, yo.
And she wasn't, you guys weren't from the same area?
No. Okay. She was from fucking, she went to Cornell. Besides the point. But.
Chin-ly!
It was wild, bro.
She gets exciting the more you talk about her. It's like you're unleashing so many stories about Ching Li.
Stop that. You can't Ching Li it. That's rude.
It's not rude.
You can't call the Asian girl Ching Li. It's racist.
Let me ask you something. So if I see you and I call you Ben, is that racist?
No, but
why? Why is it not
white
racist?
If a white person be like, hey, Jamal.
That's not racist.
That's like you saying Ching Li. Hey, Jamal. And not know. That's like a white person talking about, hey, Jamal, and not know the fucking black dude's name. Fucking Tyrone over there. That's like you saying Ching Li. You can't do that. I mean, you can. It's funny. But niggas going to get mad.
Ching Li. Hey.
She Ching Li. No, but she had a boyfriend.
Ching Li.
Yo, she had a boyfriend.
Ching Li.
And he visited.
Ching Li.
The other girls really did not like me on staff.
Could be like a season. I mean, of something. I don't know. We could. Yo, Ching Li.
We just talked.
It gets crazier by the day. Oh my gosh. Okay.
She had a boyfriend, and the other women on staff, they really didn't like me. But she did, and that's all that mattered. But the other women really didn't like me.
No, but you said that the boyfriend one day he came.
Yeah. The boyfriend, he came, and, you know, like, on the weekends, you know, like, we would go to the, we stayed out in, like, the boonies, right? And they had trails, and there was camping, and it was, like, just a very dope property. So, we would walk to this one campsite, drink, eat, fucking light a fire. Fun stuff. But he came, we did that, and it was just kind of funny, you know, because, like, the day before I was fucking her, you know? And then, you know what I'm saying, he comes, and it's, you know, I meet him, I fucking shake his hand and everything. And he leaves, and it's a go.
Craig.
So the thing is, I think they were in an open relationship, but...
Craig!
He didn't mention it, or she didn't mention it. I'm not sure...
Did Ching Li tell you, though?
Yeah, she was extremely honest. Honest.
She said to you she's in an open relationship.
I think it was that, or she didn't care, or they understood that when they were apart, you know what I'm saying, that thing can happen. But, like, she was extremely open and honest about it, having a boyfriend, but still, you know what I'm saying, want to fuck around. It was dope. I kind of liked her because of the honesty. She was
Craig
really dope.
Did Craig look like the type that would handle, like, all of Ching Li's dirtiness?
Say what now?
Did Craig seem like the type of person?
Why are you saying Craig?
Because if I had another name,
give
but
him a
if
name.
I said that name,
give him a name.
No, people are gonna be like, no, I'm gonna stick
good,
with Craig.
Good,
okay,
I'm Craig.
Stick with Craig, and I'm not letting go of Ching Li. So, do you think the reason why Ching Li decided that she wants to, like, have an open relationship is because, Craig could not handle the things that Ching Li wanted to do in the bedroom?
Possibly.
think so, definitely.
Possibly. I was her first black dude, though.
Yo, Ching Li!
She was my first Asian. So.
And it was probably the best milkshake she's ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you need to stop talking about her because I'm getting excited right now. For real. I've been thinking about that girl. The sex was amazing. Small, petite little thing. Amazing. And
did you guys, like, ever keep in contact?
A little bit. So I went back there to work the following season. She did not, but she visited once, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, we got them did the thing. And then yeah, man, it was that for me, that was the best fucking relationship I've ever been in. The best. I had.
You hear what you just said?
Yeah. It was the best relationship I've ever been in the sense, because like for like those 3 months, I was just fucking with her. Mm. We were living in the same place, working in the same place. I knew she had a boyfriend. She would have her fucking boyfriend time. And you know what I'm saying? And would, you know what I'm saying, talk to him. And that's amazing. There was no high demand for me to be with her all the time. There was no high demand for me to court her or anything like that. It was amazing. It was the best. It was the best. And you know what? And I like being the other guy. I've been the other guy a lot.
Oh my God.
No. Listen. No. Honestly.
Expected to go those routes.
Listen. I've.
No. Don't let Ching Li play you like that. No. No, Ching Li, no.
What you mean, play me?
No, to make you believe that. No, like that. You like being the other guy. No, you just liked Ching Li.
No. Listen, no.
You
listen.
You like the perks that come with not having to do all of the boyfriend duties.
Listen, but it was a great relationship, right? So, like, I was still there. We still had a good time, but I know there was absolutely no
attachment.
No attachment. There was absolutely no expectations at fucking all, which made everything so much fun. And then we stayed in a beautiful place. It was the best.
So how would it work? Like, who would call who and how, like...
She lived like... She was my neighbor.
No, I know that because also she has a boyfriend. So you obviously can't just pull up anytime. Or did you guys have a schedule?
No. So the boyfriend was like in like another state or some shit. Yeah.
Ooh, so very 3 months, yonke.
Yeah, all me. Straight. All me. Amazing. I had a great time. She liked to hike. She taught me some shit. It was amazing. A great fucking time. And I feel every relationship. Well, I don't know, like, that was a fun time. I don't miss it. I don't care to have it back. It was just a great experience. Mm. And moving forward, I would like all of my experiences to be that way. And I feel that being the other guy is the way to go. Because I still can have a relationship with you. We are still compatible. We're still having a good time. I'm still respecting you. You're respecting me. We're not just fucking. We go out sometime, we have a good time, but there's no commitment. I love when you women have boyfriends, man. I love when you women have fucking boyfriends, bro. It's the best. For me, it's always been, that's been the best. Women cheat all the time. You know what? I'm the other guy. Women cheat all the time.
It's me, I know.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy. There are like two types of dudes, right? No, it's like fucking three types of dudes. Mm-hmm. You have dudes that just get no pussy at all, no play. They want to, but no pussy, no play, nothing. And then you have guys that do get play, but love to be in relationships. And then you have guys that get play. And play. Those are the three that's out there. I'm the latter. I've always been the latter. Not that I've wanted to be. I'm the whore. It's just women like to have fun with me.
Oh, I once dated a guy that once stole a lot of stuff from me. And like,
how did you feel about that?
He was actually so stupid. Okay. So this guy, when I dated him, I remember he was a rebound. For who? Okay, I don't remember. Door. Is it locked? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Just hold it right there. Something very delicious has walked in with a very sexy ankle.
Oh, Lord. I believe, I believe Wiz is here with her late ass. I'm so mad at her black ass. This son of a bitch.
I was actually wondering where you are.
This son of a bitch.
Oh, my
gosh. Zoom in.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hi, Mama. Oh, hey, we haven't seen you in such a long time.
It has been forever, right?
I even feel like you've shrunk.
Pulled together. Bless you.
Now, this is like years later. We're in varsity, whatever. He somehow slid into my DM and then invited me to a party on the 31st, I remember. Like New Year's Eve. And then we're like, okay, because we didn't have plans with Tsoho. We're like, okay, we're going to go. And then we went there and yeah. And then I found myself in a relationship with him, okay? And then...
What the fuck? That Listen, what no, the... That was such a huge gap. He invited me on his party.
I got to tell the whole story.
Okay, I'm the same, but...
So I can't... Like, the story is when, super long.
Okay, then when did you find out he was a fucking thief?
Towards the end of the relationship.
Yeah, y'all were together how long?
Because I think maybe 9 months, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Quick, okay. You didn't waste too much
something
time.
Like, yeah. Because then
that's
I started
a long
to...
It is
a long time, but it also isn't a long time, but it is a... So I started to like, pick up on some shit, and I'm like, this guy is... I think in his head, like, he was... I don't know if he believed the things that he would say or he was just like in love with the idea of us and not the reality of what is actually. I don't like, you know, like he would.
Give me an example, goddamn.
When I met him, he said this guy, he said he's in business, ne?
Of course.
And he does like, he has a farm, he sells chicken and stuff like that. And
have you been to the farm?
That's what I'm saying.
This
is I'm starting now, so it's in the beginning, you know. So no one say let's go to the farm or whatever.
Okay. You're just taking his word for it.
Yeah, taking his word for it. Okay, yeah, you see him, he's always waking up at like 3 a.m. or whatever, 4 a.m. to go to work. And he'll call you, you know, to like, oh, I'm up now, baby, things like that. So you think it's a real story. But like, man, things are not adding up. Like, okay, you own a chicken farm, and then my sister, because my niece at the time, she loved eggs. So my sister's like, oh, if you own...
You dated a man that owned a chicken farm.
I know. Amazing. He'd be so much. He'd be rich right now if it was real. Anyway, so, like, my sister's on some, oh, let's support you instead of going to go buy at a spa or whatever. We'll buy our eggs from you. But homeboy would never bring the eggs. Like, and he wouldn't take the money or anything like that, but he would just never bring eggs. He was like, no, don't worry, I'll bring. But he would never bring the eggs.
They never bring
And there
eggs.
Was never a surplus of eggs, like, at his house or anything like that. I never got it, but I was like, okay.
Did you see chicken? Did you, like...
I saw it on photos, not in real life, at the farm. We once drove past the farm. He pointed at it because we weren't going there.
That's
but anyway.
Very...
So that's where...
Did he have money, though?
No. So that's another thing. So...
You dated a broke chicken farmer.
And that's another thing. So he's just coming up with excuses, lies. But I can tell this is a lie. I'm like, okay, sharp. So now I realize, okay, this motherfucker's lying about my car. This is obviously not my car. I know my car's not fixed. And then I'm like, okay. Because every time I'd be like, okay, I'm coming over, whatever. He had an excuse or whatever. I'm like, actually, fuck this. I know where this guy's live. Even if he's not there, it's fine. His mom knows me. His dad knows me. I'll just say, I came to see my car. So I just get into the car and I'm with my dad. I'm like, let's go see. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like this guy in Jay, he's just taking me for a ride.
For sure.
We get there. Homeboy was my car was used as a car for parts. They stole parts from my car. Like he was stealing everything to right down to the fucking computer box.
It was a goddamn chop shop. We discussed my switch. I've had a switch in my psyche, and while I didn't get into it as well, the lust for white women has... What's so funny? I'm sharing myself. See, listen. This is what I'm talking about here. My lust for white women. It had to stop.
You know what? I just realized.
It had to stop. So...
Was there an event that occurred?
No. It's just... A 40 is a year of change. I looked up that number. It's a year of change, and I want to change. I'm feeling the need to change my how I think about things, and just you know, like even with the exercising and the meat, cutting back on the meat, I wanna change my life. So for me to change my life, I have to change my thoughts, I have to change my habits, I have to change, you know, the things that I think about, because we become what we think about. That's what we become, and that's what we do, and that becomes our reality. So I want to begin thinking about other things and just lusting in general. You know, I hate lusting, but my lust has, I'm not as lustful, or I'm channeling my lust in other areas. You know, I'm making myself not watch porn. I'm saying no to that. Hey, for real. I'm saying no to porn. I'm just masturbating without the porn.
I'm sorry. You were going so well.
No. I'm still masturbating. But I'm not using the porn. I'm not that Jezebel spirit. I will not allow that lustful Jezebel spirit into my home again. I rebuke you, Becky. Becky, I rebuke you, Becky. That fucking whore, Becky. Whore. Oh, God. Jesus, help me every day.
Oh, my gosh.
But yo, listen, that lustful Becky, that bitch. Ooh, so I've been saying no to that, which is like I'm really proud of saying, you know, not just easily going to my, you know what I'm saying, my go-tos and blah, 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 those. No, I've been saying no. I'm not. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do it the way God intended.
No! No, it did not!
Yo, listen, I'm sorry. Yo, that's our time. We got to get the fuck up out of here, though.
Okay. No,
I'm
that was a good one.
Yo, come next week, yes?
Yes.
Come next week, yes?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Same time, same time. The merch is in. The merch is in. JCTV, people meeting people, make memories of the lunch table. Stay tuned. Support the show by liking, subscribing, and also buying the merch at jctv.com. I appreciate all my people. Bells and Wiz, Hollis. Hollis is not here because he's filming. And Charlie Mack is not here because he's on tour. All good things. These motherfuckers are moving. So shout out to them. Meeting people, make memories. We'll be back next week. Out!